Welcome to Narratubes. Tracy is one of those authors who loves to create complete worlds for her readers to enter, but these are not delicate fantasy worlds. This brief scene from the first chapter of Rada introduces a number of the dangerous elements of Rada's world.
Hugo spotted her the moment she slipped into the clearing. "What happened to you?" his abrupt voice travelled from the herb garden. He received no reply. His slight frame became rigid, and he drew himself up to his full height. His bald pate shone in the sunlight. Isaura always thought he looked ridiculous when he adopted this imperious stance, yet today she couldn't laugh. His bushy grey eyebrows drew down as he scowled, his old hazel eyes bored into hers. "You went up the mountain again, didn't you?" Isaura nodded, still deep in thought. "Well, what did you see?" "The Zaragaria. They are coming." "Father, I have never seen so many soldiers." She paused. "They are in the forest." Eyes wide with fear, he asked, "Did they see you? Were you followed?" The questions shot out of his mouth like accusations. "They chased me, but I led them away. I lost them." "I told you we will be fine. They will not find this place." "You didn't see the size of their army. You know their reputation. Those who don't get killed will wind up as slaves." Hugo narrowed his eyes. "Don't tell me you are still in favour of this insane scheme to escape. It's madness. They've no idea what they are doing. I knew I shouldn't have believed you. I should have untied that damn boat and let it float downriver. I trusted you." "I am concerned for my friends, that's all. I have to take the boat to them. Now I can pass on the news." "I don't know why you'd bother. You know what they think of us." "Nick and Caro are not like that." "Humph. Don't you believe it, girl. Deep down, they all think the same. You're a throwback to your mother's kind. You wait. Push comes to shove and you'll see. You mark my words." Isaura held up her hands placatingly before heading into the cabin. "Make me tea before you go," Hugo ordered. Inside the cabin, Isaura placed the kettle on the hob, barely restraining the urge to slam it down. "I haven't got time for this." Her insides began to churn. "He's not right. I have friends here, good friends." She paced, waiting for the water to boil. She had to decide what to do about him. Her instincts told her to leave him, but her conscience kept bringing up her mother's face and words into the forefront of her mind. How often had her mother told her how much they owed to him, how their life would have been different if he had not found a mother? She knew her mother had been right, though it was a bitter pill to swallow. Finally, a chance to escape, and her conscience was nagging her to save an old man who was quite possibly insane. 20 years ago, her mother and Hugo had fled here. They had found this cottage, abandoned and claimed it. They were foreigners in a backward country where all strangers were regarded with suspicion. To make matters worse, her mother was from the hill clans of Mataran, a race about whom more was whispered than known. The hill clans had become more reclusive after the Great Wars, when the mages unleashed raw power and wreaked havoc throughout the land. Magic was despised and feared, particularly amongst the lowlands like Aruna Bajar, which had been devastated during the fighting. The hill clans were rumoured to use magic. Isaura thought it was a myth concocted by the ignorant. Luckily, at the time, the village had lacked a healer, something in which her mother was highly skilled. Her mother had worked hard at gaining acceptance here for Azora's sake. Her knowledge and her gentle disposition eventually saw her succeed. Upon her death, Isaura had inherited a role, though she knew she could never fill her mother's shoes. The kettle was boiling. Absently, Isaura fetched the teapot, placing it on the bench. She stared at the pot as if it might bite her. "Where's Hugo?" She looked through the kitchen window and frantically scanned the garden for him. Finally, she spied him about to straighten up from his labours and venture inside. Hastily filling the waiting pot with hot water, she quickly grabbed 2 pottery mugs. Isaura ran to her medicine satchel, fished out a small container, unstopped it, and sprinkled some powder into one of the mugs. "Shit!" she cursed when a liberal amount escaped the vial. "Damn!" Hearing Hugo stomping his boots clean outside the cabin door, she hastily stoppered the container, tossed it into her bag, and raced back to the kettle and teapot. Taking a deep breath, she feigned nonchalance, poured tea into both mugs, and then put two huge spoonfuls of honey into Hugo's tea, cringing as she did so.
Why the face?
Zora hoped her fright was not evident. You have your tea so sweet. I don't know how you stand it. He shrugged and sat down at their small table as she passed him his mug.
You've been listening to Tracy Joyce, reading from her book, Rada. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.